being gay, being out, being queer is such a cool thing. And yes, there are tough aspects of it, but you have a community. There are so many heart-wrenching, heartbreaking stories, and those are so valid, but also there's a lot of stories of joy. Welcome to today's episode of the podcast where we're talking about joy and queer things.
Well, Sissy, I have to say, first of all, I am so excited to talk to you. I remember being in my freshman dorm watching Studio C with all my roommates, and then, you know, following you on Twitter and then being able to connect with you there and knowing that we share a lot of similarities in our stories mm-hmm. and our journeys is just really empowering.
Thank you.
You've influenced my story for positives in ways that I know you've
influenced. I want specifics. People. How? I'm just kidding. You're like, I didn't come out that way.
No, well, how specifically? I remember the tweet where you shared that you had a boyfriend, and I was too scared to ever, even after I came out, I was like, there's an image I have to keep up as a BYU person. And then I see you unapologetically claiming that without having to take away like the parts of Mormonism you love. That was empowering.
Thank you. It was really important for me to be transparent with the parts of my journey I wanted to be transparent about, right?
Absolutely.
I obviously, like, my private life is my private life, but I was very intentional with things like that. I was like, I need people to see that, like, I'm not, like, I haven't come out and I'm not wallowing. I'm like, I'm happy because I'm out, but it's just so bad. Like, it got good.
You know what I mean?
And it was amazing to be able to, like, experience relationships like my friends did when they were, like, 16 and 15. Was so cool.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely.
But, so I really appreciate that. And you watched me when you were a freshman in the dorms. Makes me feel old. You're like, people go to us and they're like, I loved you. And I watched you as a kid. And they're like adults. And I'm like, excuse me? But anyways, tell me, I want to know from you, what's life like now? What's going on? I mean, you came out at BYU. Everyone witnessed this moment, and we're like, "Wow, he just did that at commencement. That's so brave." What's life like now?
It is better than I ever could have imagined.
Really?
I remember.
I'm not surprised.
That's
great.
I mean, I remember when I first started, you know, trying to reconcile my faith and my sexuality. Mm-hmm. I watched a YouTube video from USGA called "It Gets Better."
I saw that too.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I remember sitting in my car and being like, this is not going to get better. How can these people say this? I mean, I do not see any path for myself in which it's going to get better. And, you know, where I'm at now, I wish I could go find that 19-year-old Matt and say, no, believe this. It's true. It does get better. I mean,
100%.
Yeah, it sounds like that was kind of your
experience. Oh, yeah, I saw, he's actually, he's involved with Encircle, Adam White.
Yes.
In the video. And I watched the video severely closeted at BYU, and I felt so much hope. And I remember seeing him at the library one day, and I was like, oh, I gotta go tell him that it was great. But I don't want everyone to know I'm gay because I'm next to him. You know, we go through such great lengths to hide who we are.
Absolutely.
But he probably has no idea, but I walked up to him and I was like, liked your video. And I like disappeared. But that for me took so much courage. Very akin to coming out, right?
Right, absolutely.
But I totally echo what you're saying. Like, it is, I knew that I had to get something off my chest, but I didn't realize how good it was, like the road that was going to be paved, the like of positivity, of accepting myself. Not that it's all perfect, right? Because with dating comes like heartbreak and comes other things, but I was able to like feel for the first time, feel the positive and the negative, and like it's been overwhelmingly positive.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are there any experiences you've had where you've been like, this is what I've been missing out on. This is what I've been looking forward to.
In some ways, I felt like after coming out, I like became a 14-year-old again.
Yes.
Yes. Where I'm like learning for the first time, oh, these are romantic feelings. This is how I can navigate it and feel it. And and so in some ways, I'm like, I am like a tween now. And in other ways, I'm like, this is so great that I get to experience this, even if it's in my 20s.
Right. It's like, I think a lot of times we feel like or at least I had the thought where it's like, oh, I've missed out and I'll never, ever. And it's like, no, you're gonna get your time. You're gonna get your experiences. And it's totally been that way. I remember, I remember having experiences where I'd be on like a date with a guy and he cracked a joke that wasn't that funny. And I'm giggling like a character from Jane Austen. I'm like, me, me. I'm like, what am I doing? And I loved it. It felt like it was, you know, it's like so magical.
Absolutely.
Stuff. Oh my gosh. Oh, good it's times.
Great. I think too, the other thing that really stood out to me since I came out is, you know, the whole time I was in the closet, I was so worried about being alone. As soon as I came out, being ostracized or being, you know, I felt alone already, but if I were to expose and be vulnerable to myself and then still feel that isolation, would have been too much. So,
because it's the actual rejection that you were afraid of. And if you got that, it would have been like the
absolutely.
Worst.
Yeah. And yet I found when I came out, there was this whole community just waiting for me with open arms. I mean, the amount of messages I got from so many strangers and random people who just wanted to say, like, we love you, we see you, we hold a space for you. I'm like, the very thing I was afraid would never exist is here in abundance.
And like the polar opposite of like your fear.
Absolutely.
Like, oh, I can echo that 100% too. What surprised me was I had this, you know, the cast from Studio C that I performed with in JK Studios, we're all like really good friends, surprisingly. I know people are like, there's drama there. And it's like, no, we're actually pretty tight. And I was so, I was just, and they always could, they were always like, would be around me and be like, what are you hiding? I'm like, nothing, you know everything. And they'd be like, you're keeping something. They could like smell my secret, right?
Anyways, they're good friends.
Yeah. And I was like, we'll see how people react. But I was pretty confident when I come out to them that they would be like, they wouldn't like ostracize me. But what I didn't expect was that our relationship would grow so much closer just by virtue of like opening up. When do you have a secret that isn't bad that you can share with your closest friends and it brings you together? It brings you even closer. I was like, I kind of felt bad that the straights don't get that.
Yeah. That's
like,
true.
I was like, this is really cool. And so all my friendships like became even closer. And my friends started opening up to me about stuff that maybe they were like, oh, this, I can't talk to anyone about it. And like, we just grew closer as friends. Like, it was kind of amazing.
Yes.
And like my siblings too. It was just, it was really, really neat.
Oh, that's great to hear. Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, for the longest time, I thought that being gay was a burden or a curse. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, with 2 years retrospective, looking back since I've come out and my whole life looking back, I think that in so many ways, being gay has been such a blessing because it's given me a greater sense of compassion and understanding.
Yeah.
Where I think, you know, I know what it feels like to be ashamed of parts of myself or to feel like I have to hide something. And so when my siblings have come to me with other issues that they have or my friends, you know, like you're saying, I can relate to them and I get it and it brings us closer.
You can sit in that space with them.
Yeah. And so being gay, I think everyone should be gay because it's so great. It gives us such a better understanding and skills to navigate the world and to respect and love humanity.
Yeah, I think once again, I echo it. I know I'm saying that a lot, but like no. I do. I feel like every now and then I have like a roommate. I'm not gonna say his name because people probably know. But I have a roommate who's like, "Oh man, dating is whatever," and I'm like, "You can always bet for the other team. It's pretty great over here." But I just think it's. I say that and we laugh, and it's a joke, of course. But because being gay is awesome. Like I remember being so afraid of it. I remember like begging to be cured of it, looking, even trying to like fix myself and doing weird stuff to do it, you know. But like I look back now and I'm like, man, if little Stacy Jr. knew how great life would be now and how like whole he feels, like I think it would have just avoided a lot of pain. And I have to say, I think we're doing alchemy right now. We're taking these crappy experiences and we've had and we transform them through our, like through a new lens, you know? Yeah. It's like, it gives us a perspective that allows us to hold space for other people, allows us to like level up.
You know, that is really empowering to hear, yeah. I think. And, you know, even though for myself personally, I feel like I have a lot of traumas from you know, my life growing up in the closet that I've got to work through. And it sounds like probably you do as well. And it's hard for me to imagine an LGBTQ person that maybe doesn't. Mm-hmm. But also I'm hearing and I feel like that doesn't have to define us.
No.
You know, and that no matter how much hurt we've felt or the dark places we've been, there's light to come. There's a future and we don't have to let those moments define us. Instead, we can use them to help us create who we want to be.
Yeah, it truly is a leap of faith coming out, right?
Absolutely.
Like I came out because I prayed about it and felt good about it. And then I was like, well, I'm going to lose everything. And I remember leaping and it wasn't all positive, But let me tell you, it was overwhelmingly positive, though.
Yes.
There was some negative in there, but like the support, the connection, I got tons of messages of people that were like, felt very just appreciated having like some sort of representation out there. And I feel it sounds like that was the same for you too, right?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think from my experience at least, I feel like a lot of my family members and friends, particularly ones who are active LDS, I think maybe they just felt like they needed permission to show support. And as soon as I gave that to them, or as soon as they had a reason, they're all in. I mean, you know, my older brother is very active in the church.
Older brothers can be scary.
They can be, yes.
You get it.
Yeah. You know, he's young men's president. He's got the perfect little Mormon family with his two kids. And I was really worried what he would think. And yet after I came out one day, he comes over and he just has like a rainbow bracelet on. And you know, it's like little things like that where it doesn't have to be big moments or you know, like big declarations, but just these little signs where I think he felt like, okay, you're out and I want to show you that I support you and love you and I'm going to do that. And it's little moments like that and things like that.
Aww.
Yeah, that really have changed my life and changed the way that I feel about myself.
Yeah, that stuff has, little things can have a big impact.
Absolutely.
Which is kind of crazy. On one end, I have messages from kids that were like, I could never come out to my dad because he said ew once when we were watching Will and Grace. Just one tiny thing that dad probably has no recollection of. But on the other end, there's experiences like, my brother just wore a rainbow bracelet and all of a sudden I'm buoyed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember my dad's Southern Black, you know, just very traditional, very, you know, like he was supportive when I came out, but really didn't know how to support and kind of was like navigating that and didn't, you know, they're from a generation, boomers a little different. They like, keep it quiet. We don't talk about this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I refuse. So wow. I would always bring it up around my family. But I remember one point when my dad was like, he started talking about a date he went on, because my dad's single. And then I started talking about a date. And then we were having this moment where we were like, relating about being like going on dates and our experiences. And I was like, this is so cool. Like, it was like a little thing for me. My dad was in it and I was in it. And I mean, it meant so much to me. And it's like so small. You know what I mean?
Yes. Which is cool, because I think that for anyone who's maybe watching this interview, or especially people who want to be supportive and want to be allies, it's easy to support us and to help us. It doesn't take much. Just little words of support or signs that's showing, you know, that you're a safe place and that you love us just as we are.
Yeah.
Makes such a big impact.
Makes a huge impact. Okay, I want to know. Okay, so this is like a little, not like gossipy, but I want to know one of your best dates and one of your worst dates.
Ooh.
I want to know, because I do want to say, like, I think it's like life is so much better than it was. It's not perfect. It's still hard. You know what I mean? Like, we still have hardships. But I want to get it. I want to talk a little bit like the fun of it. Maybe start with if you have an idea. Do you have an idea of your worst date or like something that happened that was like really embarrassing? I can go first if you.
You go first. Yeah, I don't know. I've got to think of a good one. I don't know.
So I live in Provo. So like.
That's true.
The guys are all around here.
Oh, no. Wait, that's true.
Okay. Oh, no. That's true. I'm just realizing as I'm sharing it, I'm like, he might see this. Okay. Oh man, I'm so sorry if you're watching. So I went on this one date and I was still barely out. And one of the things that I thought was really helpful was I never felt rushed. So I was like, I go on a date, but I never was like, I was in no condition to like kiss or hug or anything like that. And I was just like so wet behind the ears. And everyone's so respectful of that. But I had a date with this guy and we were kind of vibing. And after the date, we went in for a hug and I think he thought it was a kiss. And
oh, no.
And I have like kind of quick reactions, because being Black in Utah, people try to touch my hair and I'm always like, get out of here. And he went for the kiss and I immediately like swerved.
Oh.
And it was like, we had a moment where his head was here and I was just paused here and we were like, yeah, that just happened. And it was so awkward.
No.
I didn't even like, it was awkward, but it was like one of those things where I went back and I was like, dear diary.
Yes. Oh.
And we're good friends. We like play tennis every now and then. So.
Yes.
So if he didn't know I was talking about him, now he does.
Now he definitely knows. Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? We've all been there. We've all had awkward kisses.
Oh my gosh. Now we do. You know what I mean?
I guess that's true.
I guess some of my worst dates could have actually been with women. Now that I think about it, when I was trying.
Wait, that's actually true for me too, I feel like. That's so funny. I think, honestly, actually, my dating experience has been, like, pretty positive.
Of course you'd be like.
I mean, well, just like you say, you know, people are really respectful about boundaries.
Yeah.
I was worried, you know, like, as soon as I would start dating, would I be expected to suddenly act a certain way or do certain things? Like, but I think that as gay men, and I hope all members of the LGBTQ community, like, understand that everyone is on a very different path.
Yeah.
And that's okay. You know, people have always been very supportive of that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, the guy I swerved was, like, 100% cool. He was so cool. Just, like, a misunderstanding. And I think you hit it on the head where it's, like, yes, there will be people that push your boundaries, and you have to be willing sometimes to just let people know. But, like, overwhelmingly for me, like, people have been very respectful. Have even when I was, like, barely coming out and I was, like, never been on a date with a boy. And people were, like, that's fine. That's fine. Let's just, like, take it.
You gotta start somewhere.
Yes!
Right? Yeah.
And it's nice to know that everyone remembers what that's like. You know what I mean?
Totally. Now that we're talking, I think there is one story I do want to share. Hopefully this isn't too, I've never told this story live before, but
I'm so excited.
I actually, believe it or not, I started dating while I was still a student at BYU.
Uh-huh.
So I started kind of seeing this boy that we really liked each other.
And some people say dating, some people say hanging out with another male friend.
Yes. What's the difference? Yeah. So we were, we decided to go spend time with each other in the Wilk, the student center.
The most romantic place.
The most romantic place. So we went and got, there's like some like Hawaiian food place. I forget. Anyway, we got some food there. Do you remember what it's called?
Oh, it's called
Aloha Plate.
Aloha Plate.
Aloha Plate.
I almost got the wrong name.
So we get some Aloha Plate. We're sitting at the table and we start holding hands under the table. I know. And
under the table?
Under the table. Because we don't want anyone to see, right? And so part of it was
scandal.
It was kind of fun. We're like, we're holding hands and nobody knows, you know? And and then there is this girl from high school who sees that I'm sitting down on this table with a friend. And she's like, oh my gosh, Matt, we haven't seen each other since before our missions. So she sits down with us at this table. So we're on this date when this girl comes, who's my friend, and she's like, oh my gosh, how are you doing? Who's your friend? And she's like, how do you guys know each other? And you know, we're like, we don't even, what do we say? You know, I'm like, this is just so many levels of what do we do? And so we're just like, how do we get out of this? And you know, it was an awkward experience, which now looking back, I'm like, that was so funny.
That's so funny.
But in the moment, I was mortified, right?
Oh my gosh. I want to write, so I'm in the works of working on this. I'm writing a movie where it's a rom-com, and I want to feature like a gay couple, of course, because we need more fun rom-coms. And it's not about like, oh, it's so hard being gay, which has its place, but I want just like a fun one.
A normal, yeah, normalizing.
I should take that story.
You should. You should.
Where it's like, oh my gosh, oh my goodness, that's so fun. Yeah, I did once before I come out publicly. One of the reasons I came out publicly is I was like, I live in this area and I'm kind of like, people know me in this area and I don't want to feel scared being out in public. I want to just like do my thing and like,
yes,
come what may. Anyways, right before I came out though, I did lunch with this guy. And I just wanted so badly to go on a date. And I was like, I didn't even know if I was clear that it was a date. I was like, and I didn't even know if he was gay. But I was like, I got like a vibe. He said something about Drag Race. And I was like, all right.
It's the signals.
Yeah, I was like, well, let's meet. And we met at like Cafe Rio, the second most romantic place after the Wilk. And I am just like mortified. We're sitting at the opposite ends of a massive table. And right at that time, all of my like coworkers from BYU TV like walk into Cafe
Rio.
Of course. And I was like, of course, it's time to come out. I remember being like really uncomfortable and just being like, everyone was so chill, but I was just like sweating bullets. Like,
yes,
they're gonna know. They're gonna see the chemistry.
It
wasn't really between us, but and for the record, he is gay and very nice guy. They're all nice.
Most,
yeah.
They're normal people.
Yeah.
Just like anyone. Yeah.
What I want to know is like, and I think we have this thing where we go through this shared experience together and we have a lot of like trauma from like similar backgrounds, right? And we talk a lot about it, which I think is great. But I want to hear maybe some of like, for someone out there, for like young Maddie who was in the closet, like what would you tell him to help him like look forward to this day? You know what I mean? What would you let him know in hope for the future?
Wow. I think first thing I would tell him to hang in there. I would say to him, it's going to get a lot worse before it gets a lot better, but that it is going to get better. I think I would tell him to trust his gut with the people in his life a little bit more. I think that I did myself a disservice by being too afraid to talk to the people who love
me.
I understand why I did that. I don't fault myself for that. But if I could go back and change something, I would say, you know, the people who love me really do love me, and they're going to walk by me. And
that's what love means.
Absolutely.
Yeah, love isn't like, ew, but like you can still live here. Love is like, love is like, I'll walk by you.
Yes.
Love is, I'll sacrifice for you. Love is, I'll advocate for you. Yeah, cool. Keep going, sorry.
Yeah, and I think that my experience at least, and what I've found to be a pretty common experience, mm-hmm. is sort of this need to people please, or to make sure everyone else is doing okay. And I spent so much of my energy worrying about what other people were thinking, mm-hmm. and was I making other people uncomfortable, or would I make them feel, you know, that I didn't offer myself that same grace.
Yeah.
And you know what? If people are going to be upset by me, the sooner I know, the better. So I can stop putting time and energy into
those relationships. Amen. It's one of those things where it's like, the sooner you know who other people are, the sooner you can make a better decision. And I think for yourself, the sooner you can reveal, like, be yourself, the better you can find the people that are like vibe with you, and maybe remove the people that don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a bad thing. Growth is shedding layers, and it can be painful sometimes, but when we shed that old crusty exoskeleton, we get something new. You know what I mean?
Something beautiful.
Yeah. I 100% mimic. It's just like, I was so scared. Fear accounted for, took up so much of my mental, like, energy, took up so much of my space. What I would do to hide who I was is mind-boggling. Like, we have to be, like, mega good at multitasking. The way I would check my nails, the way I would walk, everything was calculated, because for fear of someone discovering my secret and then rejecting me.
Absolutely.
Or whatnot. But it's like, now I feel like a huge weight has been taken off my shoulders, and I can put that energy into creativity. I can put that energy into helping other people. I can put that energy into being happy, you know?
Yes, so. Yes. Two of the greatest things after I came out that I felt I could do suddenly is, one, I could be open and excited about my passion for skincare.
Yeah.
You know, which is so, where I'm like, I don't have to be afraid anymore. Mom and Dad, I'm doing a face mask, and I think you should too, because those sunspots are not gonna age well. And, you know, and I think also I can express my love for Ariana Grande, where I'm like, before I was like, I don't want to tell people I like her music too much because they're going to think I'm gay. And I'm mm-hmm. like, well, now I'm like, guess what? I am gay. I want people to know I'm gay. And I love Ariana Grande. So it's that burden of needing to hide ourselves or feel like we can't be authentic resonates with me, because once I was able to take that first step, it is so freeing.
So much.
So freeing.
There's so much good out there that you can allow yourself to enjoy.
Yeah.
I agree. I actually feel like one of the superpowers of being gay is that, to a degree, it already feels like you're stepping out of like the cultural norm.
Yeah.
And so I feel like you feel a little bit more empowered to explore your taste like that. Like, where, yes. it's like, you know what? The community already thinks I'm weird. Like, I might as well lean into my love for houseplants. Mm. I might as well lean into my love for just like medium rare steaks. Like, it's like, and it doesn't even have to be like a gay thing. It's just, I feel free to explore my preferences more, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes I feel strive for straight men, because I'm like, dang.
I know.
You could really benefit from a little bit less toxic masculinity, a little more freedom.
Yes. And I think that coming out for the majority of people, at least from what I've heard, is there is sort of this period of time where you kind of have to look back at who you were when you were raised and saying, what parts really were truly me, mm-hmm. and what parts were fear driven and can I let go? And there is some like pain and discomfort in doing that, but also a lot of things to be excited about.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I get to introduce myself to hobbies for the first time that I never let myself try.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to say, okay, I'm going to like this for a month, but I don't have to be married to it. And re-exploring my identity after I came out is really wonderful and really fun.
Listen, humanity is about growth, right? Like, humans, that's what we do. We are constantly growing. And if we're not progressing, we're not doing it right. And so, like, what a healthy thing. And I think part of growth is it's not comfortable. And I agree. It's like I had to parse through what I believed and what I feel and who I am and what I was taught about what it meant to be a man and like what it meant to be married or have relationships.
Yeah.
And it can be really painful, but it's so empowering because you're like, it feels like you like take control of your like, you're like, oh, I am like what I feel, what I believe has been a very conscious choice. And it's like, I don't know. That's just so empowering.
Totally.
So empowering. This being gay, being out is such a cool thing. Being queer, I just want to make sure that umbrella is such a cool thing. And yes, there are cons and yes, there are tough aspects of it, but you have a community. We have each other.
Yes.
And with that, you know, like forget the haters, go be your best self, right?
Absolutely. Could not agree more.
I love it. Is there anything else?
I just hope that, any LGBTQ kids who are watching this, I hope that they feel hope by hearing our stories. I feel hope by hearing your story.
I know, vice versa. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think that there is so much in store for all of us. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited to see the next generation of queer kids and to see all the things that they'll accomplish that you and I could never even dream of.
Nope.
Yeah.
I really do. I want the queer kids, young adults, anyone out there to know that, like, no matter what is going on or who you have in your life, you know you have, I'm gonna look at the camera. You know you have Matt and I.
You've got us.
We are your cheerleaders. And I promise you, you are not alone. I promise you, you're not alone. There are a bunch of people just waiting to cheer you on. And I know it's scary and I know it's hard, but there are some brilliant, bright skies up ahead and some amazing horizons. So do your thing.
Amen. Stay in the heat, dude. You're so great.
Stop. I don't know how to end this thing.